World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, joined by Don Berman of Channel 19 News. And Don has an announcement to make, and we're grateful that he's chosen our program to make it. Don, how are you?
Hello, Phil. Doing very well. Thank you.
Don, you have an announcement, huh?
I do, and I want everyone to know, all of our loyal viewers of Channel 19 News. As you know, I've been doing the Channel 19 News for the last, 40 years, 40 plus years, Phil, in the Los Angeles market. And I'm choosing this time and this place, the Phil Henry Show, to tell all of you that I'll be stepping away, not permanently, but I am stepping away from my duties as a Channel 19 news anchor.
Don, this is Margaret Gray, and this comes as some pretty surprising news. Are you healthy?
Yes, I'm absolutely healthy. There's nothing wrong with me physically. This is a decision that I take with management's approval, and it's a decision that I take with the approval, frankly, with my colleagues here at Channel 19 News.
Can you tell us what prompted this?
Well, I'll tell you. It was a combination of things. I have been in need, I think, of some rest, and this is an opportunity to get some rest. I was in conversation with Donna DeCorba, who is our Up With People hostess. You know her, Margaret?
Yes, I do.
And Donna and I were talking, and she was talking to me about some physical fitness problems she was having. She said she needed to lose weight, and I gave her some advice. And the management here feels that after I gave her that advice, that was the perfect time for me to go ahead and take some time off.
Hey, Don, it's Phil Henry. We also have Bud Dickman and General Galen Show. They don't want to ask some questions. My question for you is, you're healthy, right?
Yeah, absolutely healthy. Good, yes.
Okay, and so you mentioned Donna DeCorba, who is the hostess of Up With People?
Yes.
Okay, what does that have to do?
Well, no, I was in conversation with her. She said that she needed to lose weight, and I made some comments, and these were statements that she also heard, and she, I said to her that I understand you do need to lose weight, Donna, and I was very, I said to her, I can see that. I was told by L. Ron Martin that what I said to her, I will need to say to the audience, you and everyone on Channel 19 who watches Channel 19, so that everyone's clear. And I will do, but I can tell you this. Donna and I are very good friends. And
all right, well, you don't mind me interrupting you, Don. What did you say?
Hold on for just a minute there, General. Donna and I are very, very good friends, and we part as friends. I leave Channel 19, stepping away briefly. I'll be back. We part as friends, and she said to me, no hard feelings, and that kind of thing.
Okay, so I'm guessing that your departure from Channel 19 has to do with her.
Not at all, no. It is part and parcel of just what L. Ron Martin, and I have L. Ron Martin here, Phil, our general manager, is calling. I'm taking, and I want you to put this in perspective, Phil. I'm taking what people traditionally call a mental health break. Now, hold on.
Oh, my God.
No, hold on. I'm not losing my mind or anything like that. It is a break I'm taking. I've been working hard and working very, very hard for 40 years. I've rarely had a time off. And L. Ron Martin, and L. Ron Martin will be commenting here in just a moment, feels that, yes, the time is right for a Don Berman to step away to, as almost as if, Phil, I was joking with L. Ron Martin here a moment ago. I said, it's like, you know how it is, and I hope the audience understands, if you're a man and you're standing over the bowl and you flush and you step away, and maybe you glance back at what you just did. Let me, if I could, hold on, did you mind, Don?
No, go ahead.
Phil, hello, this is L. Ron Martin. I'm very, very grateful to speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Don is going to be taking a break from us. We feel that he's worked very hard, and he's done very good work, but he feels, and we feel, that his mind might...
What he just said there, Mr. Barton, sounded very bizarre.
In what sense?
He's stepping, like a guy stepping away from a toilet just before he flushes it?
Well, do you want to explain it?
Yeah, thank you, General. What I mean is, I've had a great career, but like all of us, we look back at our career, and sometimes, what do we see? Well, we see something that's floating in a toilet. I'll do it. That's very good, Don. Do you want to go get some?
I'm gonna get a sandwich.
We have some food here. We got the Habit Barbecue is here. So, Phil, what we want Don to do is to take a mental health break, to go home, relax, be with the...
What's your wife's name?
I'm not married. To go home and to...
Do you guys want to take some time and get it together? Because we're hearing a lot of this stuff go out over the air when you guys are going back and forth.
No, it's fine, right, Don? So we want Don to take the mental health break.
Why is he taking a mental health break?
Here's Don.
Hi, Phil. What was your question?
Why are you taking a mental health break?
I was talking to Donna DeCorba, and Donna is a very dear friend. She said she needed to lose weight, and I had told her, and these comments were taken as perhaps they were comments that I made. Let's just call it that. And after I made the comment, I said, okay, this is a perfect time for me to take a mental health break. So I've said what I wanted to say to Donna. Everything's good. And you know what? And now I'm it's almost as if it's my last official act before I go on vacation. That's all.
What did you say?
It sounds like you might have said something wrong.
No, here it is. And Margaret, you can attest. Here's what I said, and the statement was made that the statement was made about propriety. She said I need to lose some weight. I said that the ass was. If I could do it, Elron, I'd appreciate it.
Go ahead. I want to make sure though that you say what was said very accurately.
I'm going to do that. I said to her, all right, and you want me to. I said to her, your ass looks toilet sloppy, so...
Oh, good Christ.
No, not at all, because she took it very well. And
she said I need to lose weight, and you said your ass looks toilet sloppy.
No, I did not go there, and I want... Elron?
No, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, he did it with great taste and with a great deal of respect for Donna, but... He maybe should have put it in a different way.
I said your ass looks toilet... What I was doing, I was getting myself another helping of potato salad. We were having lunch, and they brought in potato salad, and they had some brisket. Very nice lunch that Elron Martin had brought in. And absentmindedly, as I was digging into the potato salad, and I took a nice thick piece of brisket, put it on the plate, I said, by the way, your ass looks toilet sloppy.
All right, let me ask a question. No, I want to say something. Go ahead, Margaret Gray.
Yes, Margaret.
Why are we graphically hearing the details of this? What did L. Ron Martin tell you?
He asked me, when the news broke yesterday over on Channel 19 News, as well as at Channel 2 and 4, it broke on all the major L.A. stations, that I was stepping away. L. Ron Martin felt it best that the entire truth...
Okay, this is L. Ron Martin, Mr. Henry. Why don't you go? You want to go get another piece of brisket?
Yeah, sure.
Don Berman's going to go get another piece of brisket, Mr. Henry.
All right, so what did he say to her?
He said to her, she said, Don, I feel like I'm gaining weight. Because Donna, unlike the other news anchors, she stands in front of a green screen and talks about the different social events happening around Los Angeles. So you see her from sort of the top of her head to her toes. Okay?
Yeah.
Everyone there?
Yeah, we're here. You okay?
No, I'm fine. So we see here, she felt that her hips were large. And Don said, here's Don now.
And I said to her, I said, you look great, Donna. I want that to go on the record, Fred. I said, you look fantastic. I said, and then I said, kiddingly, I said, your ass is looking toilet sloppy. Ha, ha, ha. And I took a bite on a celery stick. I took another bite on a carrot. I took a piece of brisket. I looked up, and she was gone, and I saw her entering L. Ron Martin's office. It was at that time that I thought, well, maybe I should follow. So I followed her into L. Ron Martin's office, and that's when I heard her say, and then Don told me my ass is toilet sloppy, and she left. And you were looking at me.
I did look at you, and I said, you know, that's not the best thing for you to say.
All right, let me jump in here. I want to jump in as well, okay?
Go ahead, Margaret.
Well, I'll do the calls here, if you don't mind, L. Ron.
Well, it seems to me that a woman's voice...
Yeah, I think Margaret should be heard from.
Yeah, me too.
So, wait a minute. I'll do the... If you don't mind, I'll do the lineup here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Right. Anyway, as I was going to say to a fellow professional, a female, your ass looks toilet sloppy, is extremely offensive, Don.
Well, it didn't seem like it was taken that way. She said, how don't you think I put on weight? Wasn't she asking me, has she put on weight?
It's different. When she says, have I put on weight, you might say yes, no, or something indifferent. You went specifically to her rear end and said it looked toilet sloppy.
I was trying to answer the question the most honest way that I could. And I felt I was being so honest and so inoffensive that when I said to her, to be honest with you, Donna, your ass looks toilet sloppy, I didn't even look up at her because I figured, well, she's fine. And I looked down, I had a carrot stick, I ate a piece of celery, I put my finger in some of the mashed potatoes just to sample it, and I licked it off my finger. Then I took a piece of brisket, which I took in my hands as well, and ate it with both hands, and I looked up. And I have to be honest with you, the first thing that I... Well, I better not say it. What I saw was Donna going into L. Ron Martin's office.
What were you going to say?
I don't want to say.
What are you going to say? The first thing you looked up, the first thing you saw was her ass.
No, I didn't say it, though, did I? You said it. I didn't say it.
Okay. We have Don Berman on the line with us, who is taking a brief sabbatical. I don't know. What do you call it, Don?
I'm stepping away for a moment. Here's L. Ron Martin. Here, you tell him. What... Don is, he's stepping away, he's taking a break, he's taking a mental health break. Can we stop calling it that? No, we cannot, because I felt, Don, and I think you agree with me, when a woman says, how do I look, you say your ass is toilet sloppy, I think that is a mental, you got to take a mental health break. You know. So anyway, Phil, I thank you, L. Ron, for not helping there. I think I've been very helpful. You've been digging a hole and digging a hole. It's like you're digging a hole, and you're going to throw yourself into it and pull the dirt in over on top of you, is the way it sounds to me. That's not what's going on here. I'm taking, a little bit of a mental health break. You could also say I'm just taking a vacation because I'm exhausted. Okay?
Don, nobody is saying you don't work hard.
I am exhausted. And what I said to Donna, if I could take it back, I would take it back. I'm so sorry.
Look, Don, everyone knows you do a great job. You're one of the top news anchors in L.A. You are in the TV sets of millions of Angelinos every single night, okay?
Yeah. You think anybody cares?
But, Don, I mean...
Oh, here we go. But, Don. But, Don, what? But, Don, even though you work yourself almost to death...
Even though you work yourself almost to death, Don, you still got to watch the way you talk to people. And saying to a woman her ass is toilet sloppy...
Asked me, am I putting on weight? And I thought that I was talking to a colleague.
Well, I will say this: if you were talking to a colleague, and it was just back and forth, and it wasn't supposed to be for broadcast.
No, it wasn't supposed to be for broadcast. L. Ron Martin is the one. L. Ron.
I told Don it was time. You can just take a step back, turn on a fan, open a window, take a deep breath. Lilacs. You go, because you're telling the truth.
All right, but this truth that you insisted he tell is now all over the airwaves of Los Angeles.
Yes, it is. But it is Don Berman, who is one of the top news anchors ever. And if anybody is able to express himself, perhaps in a very clumsy way, Don Berman is the one.
Thanks a lot, L. Ron, for nothing.
Because I think in due time, you're going to understand that I've been right.
Well, all right. So...
Well, how are you doing now?
How am I doing now? I was doing great until L. Ron Martin came in and said, let's tell him everything you said, that her ass is toilet sloppy.
Where is Donna now?
I don't know. She's at home. I got a call from her husband. I've known Chip for years. And Chip said to me, did you say that Donna's ass is toilet sloppy? And let me just give this to you, Phil. I said, yes. He says, even though you're right, okay?
He didn't say that.
Yes. Oh, yes, he did. He said, even though you're right, he said, you look like a bowling ball made out of garbage. Oh, that's funny, huh? That's the way you sounded. That's what Chip Delhaven said.
He said, you look like a bowling ball made out of garbage. And I think it was, you know, you had it coming.
I didn't have anything coming. I said to the woman, you heard what I said.
All right. We have Don Berman on the phone with us, Channel 19 news anchor, who is stepping away from his duties as the Channel 19 news anchor until further notice. We got word from Margaret's friend, a fellow reporter at the Dicklin Syndicate, and also from L. Ron Martin, who is the owner, general manager of the station, that Don had said to the Donna DiCarbo, or whatever the hell her name is. What is her name?
It's changed.
It's changed, huh? Donna, the hostess of Up With People.
Yeah.
Okay. She asked, am I putting on weight? She asked him innocently, am I putting on weight? And he said, your ass has gotten toilet sloppy. We'll be back with more of whatever this is in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, with gift certificates now to get a backstage pass. Get a gift subscription. You can't believe the fun you're going to have. Yes, 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content, including video casts, including podcasts, and, of course, the home movies, and the pre-show, and the video log, which is something Phil does with a camera. He doesn't do it sitting on a toilet. Yeah. No one's laughing. Okay. The world famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California this December here as we head toward Christmas time. And on the phone with me is Don Berman from Channel 19 News. We're grateful to have Don with us. We're talking about Don taking a mental health break, whatever you want to call it. Don, the comment that you made to Donna DiCorba, and that's her name, right?
I'm not sure what her name is. I know that...
How can you not know the name of a fellow TV anchor? She's been doing this Up With People segment. Well, what is her name, Margaret?
I don't know.
Well, look, her name's Donna DiCorba. It's not important right now. I'm very sorry for what I said.
Did you say to her that you were not wearing underwear at one point?
I said to her that I wasn't wearing underwear... because I knew that she was offended by the fact that I said her ass looked toilet sloppy, and I said, hey, I said, Donna, I'm not wearing any underwear right now. I can only imagine what my ass looks like.
And did you undo your fly?
Oh, boy.
You're kidding, Don.
No, wait a minute. I undid my fly on my way to the bathroom. I did not undo my fly to show her anything. I said, excuse me, and I was unzipping when I was walking to the men's room.
Yeah, but you started, you were like, somebody said you were like 10, 15 feet away.
Oh, really? Somebody said? Who said that?
L. Ron Martin.
No, I said it. And how do you know? I was in my office. I saw you beginning to unzip, looking back at Donna and going, you know, Donna, you know, take it easy. You know, I'm just fooling around. My ass is toilet sloppy, too. You pointed to your ass, you unzipped. You were fully unzipped and pulling it out 10 feet away from the men's room. I don't believe that for a minute. L. Ron, I think I'm demanding an apology. No, I will not apologize at this time. I demand an apology. I will not apologize at this time.
All right, hold on, guys. All right, were you unzipping on the way to the can?
I might have been. Who doesn't? What man, on his way to the bathroom, doesn't begin to unzip as he's just getting up from the table?
Me?
Yeah, I don't do it.
I don't do it either.
Oh, horse dung, Phil. Look, Phil, it's one thing to want to keep on the good side of your female listeners. I don't even think you have any female listeners, if you want my honest opinion.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I mean, you're pretending like you're being very chivalrous here. When I said to her, you know what, Donna, I understand getting fat is a tough thing. You got a toilet sloppy ass. That's what I said. I didn't say your ass looks... I said, I understand what it's like to have a toilet sloppy ass. I'm not wearing any underwear right now, and my ass must look terrible.
Did you pull your pants down?
You know, Phil, I thought you were my friend.
I'm just telling you what L. Ron Martin said.
At the time, I did see you, Don, pull it down. No, I did. If I did, I don't remember. If I did, it was almost like someone else was doing it, because I don't remember doing it.
What does that mean, someone else was doing it?
Just what I said. I do not remember pulling my... If I pulled my pants down, it was to show her how toilet sloppy my ass was. God damn it. Oh, it's funny. I'm going on sabbatical for God knows how long, and you're left.
Hey, Don, you got an audience listening to you right now.
I understand.
And they I still respect and love you. And we know that you're taking a mental health break. No one's fired you. L. Ron Martin, he's not fired, is he?
No, Don is one of the top news anchors in Los Angeles. We will not fire him. No, we will not.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But the fact that I'm off the air. But you know what? I'm glad to be off the air. I'm glad to get away from Channel 19 for a change. I'm glad to get away from the stink of that place. Oh, sure.
Well, Don, there's no point in you, rapping bad about your place of business.
No, but I am. I'm very happy to be getting away from this, from that place in the afternoon after Elron Martin's gone a whole day without any antiperspirant. Jesus. That is very unfair of you. You're the one who unzipped on the way to the can.
I know that, but I'm just telling you. Spending an entire afternoon in that newsroom, and you come walking in a full day without any antiperspirant.
Okay, we're not going to do this, guys. I simply want to know, Don, how long you anticipate being off the air?
I am taking a voluntary sabbatical. I will be off the air. I don't know. When you come back, we want you to come back fully mentally prepared. Fully mentally prepared, okay? What does that mean? I mean, first of all, I want you to... Do you want me to apologize to her? I'll apologize to her. That won't do any good. Apologizing to her to say her ass is toilet sloppy. You know to say, you need to say, Donna, I respect you. What I said was so odious and so foul. I would volunteer for castration. I know we're not really asking.
Oh, come on.
No, I know I'm not really asking, but you have to say, I would volunteer for castration rather than hurt you. You want me to say that to her? Yes, I do.
Hey, Elron Martin, sir, this is Phil Henry. That's ridiculous.
I am not interested in your opinion. He offended her. He offended all of the female viewers of Channel 19. So I think the way to make it up to him, say, I would volunteer for castration rather than hurt you, Donna, host of the Donna DeCoba, host of Upward People.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Look, Don, that's something you got to work out with him.
Well, I'm not doing it, okay? All right. Then I'd like you to take this break for about 2 months.
2 months I'm going to be off the air, Phil, because I won't volunteer for castration.
That's a little extreme, Elron.
I don't care. I can't afford to have Don Berman talking about a woman's ass and unzipping.
Hey, Don, it's Phil Henry.
No kidding.
Well, sorry.
I know it's you.
All right. Don, you and I have talked down through the years. You've had problems with this and that and something else. This is not the first time that you've gotten into a situation, shall we say, with regard to what you've said to co-workers. You've also gotten into problems with the things you've said on the air. What does this teach you, and will you be a different man coming back from this?
What does it teach me? It teaches me, Phil, that people don't have a sense of humor. It teaches me because I tried to help out a female colleague by saying, your ass looks toilet sloppy.
And if she had said, Don, you look like you've got a mushroom dick. Wee!
What about that?
What would you have said?
I think in that instance...
In that instance what?
You have to say to her, you're fired. You can't say, I'm the main anchor, okay? You're the main anchor. But she said, hey, mushroom dick, you think she should be fired, but you get to keep your job because she said her ass is toilet sloppy. You want to repeat that, man? Because I couldn't understand what you're saying through the drool.
Don, it's a good question. Why should you be allowed to make a crude, crass comment to her, and if she says you got a mushroom dick, she gets fired?
I'm Don Berman. I'm the host of the Channel 19 News for the last 40 years.
You know what, Phil? I hope you burn in hell for the things you've done to me.
Don, I'm not the guy that said the things that you said.
Well, I don't think the story's been told.
Well, if it hasn't been told, we can have you back. But from what I've got here, and nobody's denying it, you made inappropriate comments. You're being given a mental health timeout or whatever.
No, I'm not. I'm taking time away. I'm stepping away, just as I said, from a career that right now looks like an unflushed toilet, and I'm reaching way over, pulling the lever down, and then stepping quickly from the bathroom. That's what I'm stepping away from. I would never think that... Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going to take a dump.
He's walked off, Phil. I want to thank you for giving us the time to talk about this.
All right, well, Elron, my very best. Don Berman is a great one.
He's one of the best, and we're going to have him back. But I cannot have him unzipping 50 feet from the can.
And that was so we got him saying what he said to this young news anchor, and then he's unzipping 50 feet from the can.
Upzipping?
Unzipping is what I said.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he's doing. And
L. Ron Martin from the Channel 19 News Center, Don Berman. This is a big story.
It broke this morning about 6:30. And
hold on, I've got the story. It broke over the Dicklin Syndicate. Yes, Bud's right, about 6:30. It got to the major news desks, the major news desks here in Los Angeles by about 7. Chip Binkley had it. Dugan Calhoun over Channel 13 had it. Slut Wismer, Channel 5, of course.
I don't know any of these people.
Now, who are these people? These are the entertainment... Oh, my God.
These are the entertainment reporters over there.
Yes, the entertainment reporters. Slut Wismer. Phil laughs. A woman has been told her ass is toilet sloppy, and Phil laughs.
Yeah. A guy 50 feet from the can starts to unzip, only to show a mushroom dick, and Phil laughs.
All right, I'm all done. I'm all done. I'm sorry that I ever did this segment. I hope L. Ron Martin, I hope Don Berman gets back quickly. I hope that everybody's feeling better about whatever it is they're supposed to be feeling.
Exactly.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Ziembri Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast 1. See you tomorrow!
Mr. Henry's Wardrobe by Fitzgibbon.
Who?